Radical cultural change is being called for in New Zealand rugby. You might remember after the Chiefs stripper scandal, the National Union ordered a respect and responsibility review. And it found some disturbing attitudes towards women, gay people, the disabled and ethnic groups, not to mention drinking and drugs, with the New Zealand Rugby Union investigating 36 cases of misconduct from 2013 until 2017. So the NZRU is promising change. Steve Chu admits it won't be easy.
The focus for us is to ensure that the things we are already doing that are good, we build on those, we pick up some of the recommendations where we've got some real ground to make up, particularly quickly, and in the long term, we hope we will therefore change the culture of the game in New Zealand, and given the influence we have on this country, the whole society in itself.
Law Society President Catherine Beck, who led the review, says change won't happen overnight.
That's not to say that some things can't start happening immediately and change can't start happening immediately, but it takes time, and we and rugby need to be realistic about that.
So how will change actually begin? NZRU has tasked Nikki Nicol, its Chief Financial Officer and Head of Corporate Services, to implement the changes. And Nikki Nicol is with me. Good morning.
Good morning, Larry.
Can you give us some context around this? How big a job is this for the rugby union?
Oh, Larry, this is a big job, but it's an exciting job. And it's one that we feel we really want to show a leadership role in. So for us, it is... You know, the report has been handed over to us, and for now it's for us to mobilise the teams and the resources, and we're looking forward to it.
How difficult do you believe it will be?
I think we are under no illusion that it is going to be a big challenge, because I think if it wasn't, we probably would have done a lot of the things already. So for us, you know, there is that commitment. We do think it will be a big challenge, but it also is an opportunity for us. You know, we pride ourselves on world-leading performance on the field, and we think this is our opportunity to show some of that world-leading behaviour off the field as well.
What are the key things you will have to address, do you believe? There's talk about a drinking culture and bad behaviour and not treating women correctly. What are the main things going to be that you have to address?
Yeah, certainly those were a couple of the themes that came through, but I think for us it talks about leadership. That's one of the first aspirational goals. But attitudes towards women. We want to normalise women and have women as part of rugby all across rugby. So that goes from players, but also referees, coaches, management, as well as through the administration of the game. And we also want to promote a much more responsible attitude towards alcohol. And we think, you know, there is a bit of a tipping point happening in society, and we want to be part of leading that and showing some responsibility there.
Is alcohol a drinking culture embedded in rugby?
I certainly think there's some pockets that we can do better, and so for us we think that is an opportunity, and we do want to find ways and avenues that we educate people and we create an environment that's much more inclusive and responsible around alcohol.
Thank you. That is Nikki Nicol, Chief Financial Officer and Head of Corporate Services at the New Zealand Rugby Union.